Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from moneysmartlife.org. Mansa, things are happening really, really fast when it comes down to this crisis that we're in. But one of the things that homeowners should know by now is there's a thing called mortgage forbearance. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit.
Right. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the relief bill that Congress just recently passed provides help for homeowners. Now, let me be clear here. This is a very fluid situation. Things are changing all the time, and you have to stay up on it. But for right now, a lot of banks are reaching out to people, asking them, do they want help? They're actually soliciting their customers. And what that help is, if you decide to take it, is what's called a mortgage forbearance. Now, what a mortgage forbearance is you and your bank agree that you won't pay your mortgage for a period of time. Normally, it's about 3 months. Now, we just put a blog post up on this at moneysmartlife.org. We encourage people to go there, click on the bingeable blog post. It'll come right up. But there's more detail that you need to know on this. It's very easy to get the forbearance. Right now, all you have to do is call, and if you have a federally backed loan, they'll approve it. Now, what's the advantage of taking a forbearance? It suspends your payments for 3 months.
Okay.
Now, it's called a deferred payment, not a never payment. You're going to have to catch those payments up at some point.
Right.
But that will be discussed later with the bank. But for right now, you can take the obligation of paying 3 months worth of mortgage payments, keep that money, and use it for other things that are coming up. Because right now, most people's economic situations are very uncertain as far as income and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What a mortgage forbearance does, it doesn't increase your income, but it reduces your outgo. And that's just as important in these times when you don't know how much money you may have or other things.
Absolutely.
Once again, we encourage people to go to the website. There's a lot more detail in there at moneysmartlife.org. But there's help available, and people need to stay up on it. You don't have to stress about it. One other good thing about a forbearance, if you take the forbearance, you cannot be foreclosed on while you're in forbearance.
Wow, okay.
Which creates some stability around your housing situation while you're going through. Once again, go to the website, get the strategy, get the details. That's moneysmartlife.org.
Well, Mansa, thank you so much for keeping us on top of all the things. And like you said, it is a fluid situation, but it's always good to know that there's help out there.
Absolutely. And one quick money-saving tip for all of our listeners. The best thing you can do right now to save money is turn off the water while you're washing your hands.
Yeah, just wash them and rinse them.
You know what they say, you're supposed to sing happy birthday 2 times or whatever. You're right. You wet them, and then you turn the water off. You lather, rinse. We're supposed to be washing our hands a lot more. If you incorporate that habit, you'd be surprised at how much money you might save.
Absolutely.
And stay clean at the same time.
Thank you, Mansa.
Thank you.